At the National Biodiesel Conference, I am visiting with the co-directors for the film Gas Hole, and I would like you guys to introduce yourselves first.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Wagoner, and I'm one of the co-directors and co-producers of Gas Hole.
And I'm Scott Roberts, and I'm also co-director. We also wrote it and produced it together.
Well, I've heard about it. I have not yet had an opportunity to see it. Looking forward to that. You're going to be doing a little presentation here. Why don't we just, before we kind of talk about here at the conference, tell us a little bit of background on this project, how you got it started, why did you decide to do this kind of thing?
Well, it was a few years back when the gas prices hit like an all-time high. It was, at the time, I think it was only $3.25, but it was unheard of at the time. And we saw an article in a newspaper written by a gentleman who remembered seeing a vehicle back in the 50s that he was told got 100 miles per gallon. And what happened to that technology and why aren't we using it? And we knew we wanted to do a film together. This is our first documentary together, but we weren't sure of the subject. And so we decided to hunt him down and interview him. And, you know, it just opened a whole bunch of doors and questions that we wanted to see if we could find an answer to.
So after that kind of start, I guess you would say, what kinds of work did you have to do to, because research had to be pretty important on this, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Once we came to this just interested in that story, and as we started to learn about the history of oil and what happened, you know, going way back to Standard Oil and how that had grown into a giant monopoly and was then broken up and then moved us into the 70s, and then we had the oil embargo. All of the story is so enormous and so fascinating that we just, you know, kept running into these things that were just like, that, you know, you don't really think about or know unless you've researched them, unless you've read about them, and they're not really the history of that's brought us up to today is so fascinating to us that we just, you know, we would learn something new and then we go, well, that's going to have to be in the movie now. And then eventually we kept learning so much, and then we started researching alternative fuels and seeing what was the most viable thing. And we came across biodiesel and what was happening in that industry, and that became a really big, important part of the film for us. So eventually we just had to stop researching and finish the movie. But it's just an amazing topic.
So you probably would, I mean, I don't know if you agree with this, but for those of us who are involved in the industry or report on it, we realize how complex this whole energy equation is. And it's not a simple, there's not a simple quick fix. And it's kind of hard when we see stuff going on with regulators and lawmakers who just maybe don't fully comprehend not only the history, but also just the complexities of this. What were you trying to get across to the viewer here in terms of coming away from this maybe understanding more than they knew before, I guess?
That's definitely what we were interested in. As we learned about the topic and learned how complicated it was when it shouldn't be that complicated. And so that was really sort of what our point was, is that the solutions to our oil dependency, both foreign oil dependency and domestic oil dependency, the solutions could be incredibly simple, but they're not. And that's, I guess that's sort of what our biggest point is that the solution should be incredibly simple if we just use common sense.
What kind of reception have you had from people where you've premiered it or showed it? I mean, what's kind of the feedback response so far?
Well, I think a lot of people might come into the film with their own preconceived notions, with their own opinions. And we hope through the film that we, you know, open some people's eyes and make them think about things that they never thought about before. And just take away that, you know, all the great things in history that have been accomplished, it took hard work, it took determination. And, you know, we're a great country, we have great innovators, and we need to put them to work. And this is a perfect example of being at this conference and meeting and seeing the people that are doing just that.
We got some young scientists here, in fact, who I don't even speak the language they do today. But So here at the conference, you're going to, I guess, give everybody a glimpse of the movie. What if folks would like to see the movie? Is there a way they can do that?
They can go to gasholemovie.com. They can buy it direct from the website. They can. It's also available on iTunes. You can get the DVD through Netflix. It's available on Amazon, all the major outlets. You can watch it for free on Hulu with some commercials. It's available pretty wide.
I am, of course, an iTunes. I mean, who doesn't use iTunes, but Netflix, too. I'll stick there. Okay, well, anything else about the movie that we ought to let people know? Because I know you guys got a presentation you got to get to.
Well, I think one of the things is when we made the movie a few years ago, we didn't realize the impact it might have on people. The greatest story for us as filmmakers is to present, you know, our ideas and our thoughts, and to actually have a company watch our movie and start a company based on our film, which happened in California with a company called Neat Fuel, which delivers biodiesel to your doorstep. I think that's one of the most enjoyable things that have come out of this, really.
Fantastic. We'd love to hear more stories like that, and we need them in today's world. Well, thank you guys both very much for visiting with me. You need to get to your presentation. We've been visiting at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.